Hi folks, Abraham's here with another episode of Daily ESL Lessons. I'm sure some of you have heard of this national holiday that people celebrate in the most countries such as the United States, Canada, Brazil, Australia, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, and etc. But the days they celebrate is different. For example, in Canada, Thanksgiving is in early October, but in the US and Brazil is in the late November, and it's the last holiday before Christmas. And if you don't know what Christmas is in details, I will be talking about it in the later episode, so please stay tuned. By breaking the word Thanksgiving, we get two words of thanks and giving. As simple as it is, this holiday is all about being thankful for the previous year. Nowadays, family and friends gather around on this special day to just celebrate and have fun. However, that's not exactly a traditional way of celebrating Thanksgiving. Traditions say people gather to celebrate what they have done in the past year. So history behind this came from the year 1621. Or you could say 1621, when pilgrims, people who traveled to a sacred place for religious reasons from England, came to America and had a feast for their first successful harvest. And feast means a large meal in a celebration. As a food, one of the most traditional foods in this holiday is a roasted turkey. Yummy, right? In North America, pumpkin pie and a pecan butter tart are also a common dessert. Other countries have added their own version of cuisine to Thanksgiving. For instance, Italy has antipasto platter, which basically is a daily platter with cheese and different cured meats. Thanks for listening to this episode as well. I hope you enjoyed it. And please make sure you follow us, that way you don't miss any notification for our daily podcast. Until next time, all the best and stay safe.